You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Did you ever make a mistake on a resume? Hey, did you have to even fill out a resume for this gig?
I had to send over my resume, a cover letter, and my demo reel.
On the radio thing?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've ever, in the radio business, I guess they gave him a work history.
I've never. Yeah. I actually would have three people look it over before I would send anything out, just to make sure.
Well, you got a lot riding on it, but I just thought this was cute. I read this just before the show started. A 21-year-old girl named Claire was looking for gigs. She applied to four jobs before catching a pretty glaring mistake on her own resume. Apparently, somehow or another, she had accidentally added a photo of Miley Cyrus standing next to a pony.
How do you accidentally do that? She's wondering why she's not getting a call back from any of these places.
Or some hiring manager goes, my God, this is genius. It's a thing I've never seen before on a resume. Look at this.
Wow.
Near the bottom of the second page, she had accidentally added a photo of Miley Cyrus. An old one, as a matter of fact. It was Hannah Montana standing next to a horse. She says she knows how it happened. She was taking a break from her job search. She saw the Miley photo and thought it was funny. She wanted to save it to send to a friend, but instead of dragging it to the desktop, she dragged it onto the resume file that was open at the time.
How do you not, like, before you send the resume, just look it over one more time and, you know?
Oh, my God, I love this so much.
But, honestly...
Also, that should be a PDF, my
honestly,
friend.
Honestly, we are bashing her.
That should not be editable.
We are bashing her. But, you know, when you're applying for a job with tons of people, like when I originally applied here, there was tens, if not 100 resumes, and it was a promotions position, assistant promotion director. And I included photographs. I actually put together a folder. It was basically vote for me. At the end, it was Rod's endorsed by, and it was a picture of me and the Philadelphia Fanatic. Rod's endorsed by, and I had a picture of me and O.J. Simpson.
These are not digital, right?
No, these were actual hard copies.
Hard copies. But, I mean, you had to make this and bring it over here, like arts and crafts.
Wow, but when I got the interview, Lisa Namro told me, I got to tell you, you don't have any experience, but the only reason why I'm interviewing you is this. And she goes, this is hysterical.
Yeah.
She goes, I thought this was great. I love it. And if you have more ideas
like
this.
That's what I'm saying about this. That's what I was saying. Hey, maybe it works in her favor. Yeah. Maybe some hiring manager says
you know, well, that's different.
Yeah. She said she almost cried when she realized the mistake she made. Because who would hire someone that obsessed with Miley Cyrus?
Oh, honey.
My God, I love that. Wow. Of course, she's not. She says, I'm not even a big Miley fan. I just thought my friend would think this was funny. It's Hannah Montana, right? All right, here's a few other things not to attach to your resume, okay? For example, a link to your OnlyFans page.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. Well,
unless you're applying for a certain industry, then maybe, but not normally, no.
I'm not against, wait a second, again, this is that, you know, think outside the box kind of thing, or send pictures of the box, which might be that kind of thing.
If you'd like to see more of me.
If you want to know what I bring to the table.
Let's see, other things to not attach to your resume, your prison nickname. They knew me as Peaches.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Peaches glitter figures.
The number to your burner phone. All the different tricks you can do with your tongue. Probably doesn't belong on your resume.
Yeah, it's different.
So I used to have an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually a really well-known agent in the radio business, radio and TV. And She literally could do that thing with the cherry stem. She could tie it in a knot with her tongue. Yeah. She put it in her mouth, spit it back out, and be tied.
That's pretty cool.
A little bit of a trick. Party trick. Inference being other things. Never write down what the voices in your head tell you to do to other people. They frown upon that on resume.
That's a no-go for lot of businesses.
Or maybe your thoughts about who's really behind 9/11.
Yeah.
That would probably not go on your resume.
Those are inside jobs.
There you go.
Much like 9/11 was an inside job. I'm just kidding. Oops.
The titles that you hold in competitive fingernail growing. How many of those... Do you list your accomplishments? It is an accomplishment. Yeah. Your endorsement for the next head of the Proud Boys. You probably don't want to put that in there. Yeah, yeah.
Depends on what who's hiring.
Your essay, why only white people should vote. Yeah. You're probably not going to want to put that on there.
Yeah.
Frowned upon.
No, probably frowned upon. Years as a dialogue coach at Nickelodeon. Oh, that's hysterical.
Endorsed by Dan Schneider.
Nickelodeon, baby.